Marlins looking to snap a 5-game losing skid against the Nationals, but Daniel Murphy and Anthony Rendon have other ideas. Let's pick it up in the second. Rendon facing Adam Conley.
Here's the 0-1. And Rendon powers the ball high into the air to left center. Back toward the Clevelander. Ozuna looking. It's gone. A 2-run homer. And just like that, the Nationals have a 2-1 lead.
Marlins have had three spectacular plays defensively. Now a high fly ball deep to right off Murphy's bat. Stanton won't catch this when it's into the bullpen. Daniel Murphy's hit the Nationals' second home run of the night, his 21st of the season, and it's 3-1 Washington.
The home run he hit Saturday against the Phillies, his 52nd, was hit in the first inning. Here he clobbers one high into the air down the right field line, racing over Worth at the fence. Worth looking up. It is a fair ball, and it's up, up and away, and a home run for Giancarlo, number 53. The only question was to whether or not it would stay fair. Giancarlo has hit number 53, a solo blast here in the fifth off A.J. Cole.
Third base coach Bob Hemley comes way down toward the plate. 1-2 pitch. Murphy drives one toward the gap left center. This is big, big trouble. One hop up over the wall into the Clevelander. Ground rule double. 5-2 Nats.
Then a new routine begins, the road routine. You wake up in the morning, what do you do? Where do you go? Here's the pitch. High fly ball, well tagged. This is deep to left center. Diaza back at the fence, leaping at the fence, and Diaza has made the catch. That looked like it was going to be a home run ball for Tyler Moore. They would have put two more on the board for the Marlins, but Diaza back there right in front of the Clevelander to make the catch and end the ball game.
The Nats win 7-2 as their magic number to win the National League East down to 10. Giancarlo Stanton finished the night 1-for-3 and is now 3-for-his-last-28, with all three hits being homers. On Monday night, he slugged his 53rd long ball of the year. Daniel Murphy and Anthony Rendon combined to knock in all 7 of the Nationals' runs and collected 6 of their team's 8 hits. Here's Marlins skipper Don Mattingly after Monday night's loss.
I thought, you know, I wasn't really the at-bats were pretty good. We had some guys have some good at-bats. Probably the best at-bats JT's had in a while. I thought he looked good at the plate. Dietz at-bats were good. The kids at-bats were good. We got a couple chances. We get first and second there. And we don't get a bunt down. Hurts us a little bit there in the second after, you know, we get one in the first. And we give up two, and then we're right back on them in that second inning and don't do anything with that. I thought that's not getting that down, you know, keeps us from getting a run there. You know, then they get another one to get the 3-1. And we, you know, G gets us back to 3-2. Javi comes in, gives us a couple of good innings. Just that, what was it there, the sixth or the seventh, sixth? Just got away.
Adam Conley lasted just 4 innings, allowing 3 runs on 4 hits in Monday's loss against the Nationals. Here's Conley after the game.
A few mistakes there. I mean, Rendon obviously threw a fastball down the middle and he got a hold of it. And then Murphy there trying to go in with that ball and just out over the middle. Other than that, I just thought they had great at-bats. I threw some really good changeups early, kind of borderline pitches that weren't called strikes. Not that I think they should have been. I'm just saying I did what I wanted to do and wasn't getting swings on them and things like that. Really, I just think they battled really well today. Wasn't as sharp as I could have been, and obviously 4 innings there.
This series continues on Tuesday at Marlins Park with Steven Strasburg on the mound for the Nats against Odrysamir Despaigne for the Marlins.